Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. And then there were three. After telling 1010 Winds exactly 1 week ago that he was staying in the race, Mayor Adams has called it quits.
Despite all we've achieved, I cannot continue my reelection campaign.
The reasons?
The constant media speculation about my future and the campaign finance board's decision to withhold millions of dollars have undermined my ability to raise the funds needed for a serious campaign.
The remaining mayoral candidates all weighing in, and plenty of others as well.
Moments after Adams' announcement, Mamdani campaign putting out a statement taking a dig at both the mayor and Andrew Cuomo, where they say, quote, New Yorkers deserve better than trading in one disgraced and one corrupt politician for another. Cuomo praising the mayor for stepping away.
He said, I'm going to put my personal ambition aside for the good of the city because he's afraid of the result if Mr. Mamdani were to win the election. And we should all be afraid.
So what do the voters think? Bob feels Adams really had no choice here.
Well, I don't think that's any surprise. I think with his poll numbers tanking, and many of the people that used to support him, I think they turned on him. So I really don't think he had a chance.
Election day, just 5 weeks from tomorrow. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
Well, Governor Hochul issued a statement praising Mayor Adams for the work they did together. The hunt is on for some fake Amazon workers who stole $100,000 after breaking into a home in the Bronx and then cracking the safe inside. This was on September 17th near Ellis and Castle Hill Avenues in Unionport. You can see photos of the suspects on the NYPD Crime Stoppers page on X. Police asking for help catching a rapist in the Bronx. This was yesterday around 5 in the morning. Cops say a man grabbed a 36-year-old woman by the neck on East Gun Hill Road in Putnam Place. That's where she was both sexually assaulted and robbed before that creep took off. She was taken to the hospital in stable condition. NYPD out with surveillance video. Again, they posted that on X. Unacceptable and abusive. That is how Rory McIlroy described the behavior from some of the fans at the Ryder Cup golf tournament over the weekend on Long Island.
Golf has the ability to unite people. Golf teaches you very good life lessons. It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you how to play by the rules. It teaches you how to respect people. Sometimes this week we didn't see that.
During his five matches at Bethpage Black, he had to deal with a barrage of insults from the New York crowd, as well as his wife being hit by a cup of beer. In the end, the European team came away with the 15-13 win over the U.S. Next Ryder Cup tees up in Ireland in 2027. Word this morning that the MTA fare hikes may be tweaked a little in your favor. The single ride still going from $2.90 to $3, and an express ride will likely rise by 25 cents. But under the new proposal, the unlimited Omni fare cap price would rise by just $1 instead of $2. Nathan, telling 1010 Winds, he thinks $3 to take the subway is way too high.
I think it should be less, around like $1.50, you know, because people need to get where they're going, and we don't need to be taxed as much for it, because this is our city, this is where we come from, so why should we pay more to get to where we need to be when you're trying to provide services for us?
The MTA board still has to approve the changes. They meet tomorrow. Well, some might say this is why we can't have nice things. Governor Hochul's office now warning about scammers targeting people who might be getting those inflation refund checks from the state. apparently would-be thieves are sending out emails, snail mail, texts, and so forth, saying you need to provide your bank info in order to receive the check by direct deposit. But here's the thing. The checks are not going out by direct deposit, only the old-fashioned way in the mail. As many as 8 million New Yorkers will get as much as $400. Bottom line, do not give out your info.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.